This is John Williams. I'm looking at a story that was in the Washington Post, covered in princesses and bulletproof inside the booming business of everyday ballistic gear. One of the people they quote is Steve Naremore. Steve Naremore is the founder of a company called Tuffy Pack. The reason that they formed the company is an interesting story. Steve, you're on WGN Radio in Chicago. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You're from Texas, are you, sir?
Houston, Texas. Yes, sir. Go Astros.
So, don't be that way. We're friends now.
Okay.
Well, talk to me a little bit about the origination. I read a little bit about it, but you can probably tell the story better than me. Why did you form this company just a few years ago?
At the end of 2015, actually. My daughter, being a fourth grade teacher in Dallas, and I had an opportunity to visit with her about all the active shooter drills that they were doing back in those days. And, you know, I got to thinking when I was in school, fourth grade, we did fire drills and we did the other drill where you get under the desk and don't look at the bright light.
Yeah.
So, it was a real problem, all the schools were dealing with it in different ways, different protocols, and I'm familiar with law enforcement. I'm associated with different law enforcement agencies, and I said, you know what, we're going to take a bulletproof vest that a police officer wears, and we're going to deconstruct it, and we're going to make several sizes of panels, if you will, that will fit inside backpacks, because we didn't set out to reinvent the backpack. There's billions of them already out there. So what we did is we created four different size lightweight panels that will insert into virtually any backpack or laptop or briefcase or messenger bag. So, I mean, that was the genesis of it, and we started selling them in 2016. And so that's the long answer to your question.
Do they work?
Oh, yeah. Go to our website, tuffypacks.com. We shoot the heck out of them, and we've got a lot of folks on YouTube that have taken them and shot them with everything that they can find. And, they absolutely work. And we are also, we comply with the National Institute of Justice Level 3A standards. So, yes, we're tested. We're lab tested. Of course, they work. Now, remember, this is only for handgun rounds. This isn't for assault rifles. These are for handgun rounds because since the year 1999 or 2000, the FBI statistics have said that 85% of all school shootings have involved handguns and not rifles. So just to make that very, very clear.
So an AR-15, an AK-47, this might not offer that much defense against that, but a handgun would.
Well, yeah, in virtually any handgun round. I mean, any handgun ammo you can buy off the shelf, this will defeat, and it will defeat handily.
How much does one of these backpacks for the kids cost?
Well, they're not actually backpacks. These are inserts that you buy for your child that you can slip in their backpack. These inserts are from like $129, $139, depending on the size.
So that's interesting. I heard you say that, but I thought you were describing your manufacturing process, that you are retrofitting backpacks. But no, I'll just buy the panels and slip them into my kids' covers or backpacks.
No, we're not. Like I said, we didn't set out to recreate the backpacks. I mean, the backpack industry is huge. There's billions of them out there. You probably have three or four in your home. So we don't we did not want to go into the backpack business and try to put ballistic armor in all the backpacks. So what we did was make a removable insert and make it in enough sizes to where it'll fit virtually any existing backpack that's out there. So you can put it in your child's backpack during the school week, and if they're going on a sleepover or in a no threat or a low threat environment, just take it out. Weigh like 19 ounces, like less than a bottle of water.
No kidding. One that would shield my kid in a backpack weighs 19 ounces?
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes.
Steve Naremore is on a phone line. He's the founder of a company called Tuffy Pack, and as you're hearing now, this is bulletproof technology for your kids. Are there any instances where, in fact, somebody has used them and saved themselves yet?
Well, no, there hasn't been, and I and I hope we don't have to use the word yet. I haven't gotten a card or a letter or an email. No. You know, understand that this is a fairly nascent industry, and inserts for backpacks have only been around for a few years. But, you know, that's not to say, you know, we don't know where the next school shooting or when or where it's going to be. But no, we haven't had anyone that has given us a credible instance where they've been able to use our panel successfully.
How many of them have you sold?
A lot. it's in the thousands. You know, this is a busy time of year for us. We were gearing up for the back to school market here a few weeks ago, and then these shootings occurred. So, yeah, it's kept us pretty busy.
I wonder how that would work. I mean, I understand the market and the reason why a parent might do it, but I wonder if, in fact, telling a child to hold your backpack in front of you is really going to afford the child much safety.
Did you say, is it going to afford the child much what?
Safety.
Safety? Well, we send out each package includes a parental guide, and where we give the parents some guidance, especially for the younger students. You know, a middle school, high school student is pretty obvious. You know, when you hear the real gunfire in the hallway, this backpack is a shield that you need to hold up between you and the threat. For the younger kids, it's going to take a little more explaining, but it is designed to be a shield. It's not designed to be worn. Just know that if they can put it between them and the threat, it will, if there's a handgun involved, it will absorb the round and not the child.
708 said, will you ask if that insert will stop rifle rounds or just pistol rounds? You just answered that. Pistols, but not rifle rounds.
Right.
John, my daughter's backpack weighs 35 to 40 pounds with all the books. It's already bulletproof, I believe. I don't know if that person's being... Yeah, I don't know if that's a ha-ha or not, but I wonder if a few textbooks will offer the same protection.
Well, we've shot them with textbooks, and we've shot them without. We've shot them with laptops and textbooks. Yes, the textbooks do offer you a bit more a buffer, but even an assault rifle round will generally go through a textbook, two or three textbooks. It's a completely different characteristic than a handgun round. And to add to that 35 pounds that she's carrying, to put a panel, we refer to that as a level 4 panel, it's more like a military panel, it's going to be probably in the range of 7 to 9 pounds, and it's only going to be 10 to 12 inches, which is about the size of a textbook. So if you want to add another, 8 or 10 pounds, they're available, they're costly. But you know, we're really looking at the tragedies that occurred on school campuses, and the statistics say that generally a handgun is being brought on the campus versus an assault rifle.
What's the controversy been about this?
Well, I don't know that there's been a lot of controversy other than you've got parents there in two camps. One that says, I think it's a great idea. I could see myself buying one of these for my grandchild or child. And then you have the other side that says, I can't believe the world has come to this, that I have to put this into my child's backpack for school. And I mean, I see both sides. It's sad that we have to have this type of product, but I don't think you or I are going to cure adolescent mental illness in our lifetime, because my personal opinion is that, these are troubled kids that do that cause these problems at these schools. And it's not like eradicating ISIS or the Taliban. It's not with more boots on the ground. It's with an effort between law enforcement, the mental health community, parents, peer groups, to identify these these children, these adolescents, before they snap, before there's a catalyst that makes them, decide to take a gun, whether they bought it legally or took it from their, the father's drawer. So
I got to tell you, so here's where I am on this, and maybe some of our listeners are this way too. It's a new thought for us. This is a product category we maybe hadn't contemplated until today or the last couple of years. And my first thought was that you or your industry is simply trading on people's fears and you're making money on it and you're not really offering anybody any protection. At the same time, if my child had the opportunity in a situation to hold that dang shield in front of them or nothing at all, I'd probably be glad that I spent the $120 to give them that. So I'm of two minds of this thing. I'm not exactly sure where I sit on that.
No, I understand that. But, do you have a fire extinguisher in your kitchen? If you don't, you should. And I also got to tell you that there's tens of millions of Americans that pay $50, $60 a month to press that button on their alarm and it says system armed and their head hits the pillow and not realizing that a home invasion takes about 90 seconds if they're still alive when they get the call from the alarm company asking for their password. I mean, it's one of those things that if they feel safe about, having their alarm, I mean, you need a fire extinguisher. It's one of those things. It's a defensive item. The choice is that needs to be made by the parent. And you're right. Like you said, you don't know. We're in Houston, Texas, arguably the fourth largest city in the country, and we had the second worst shooting in 2018 was 20 miles from our offices here in Houston. And, it's not real until it happens in your backyard.
One last thing, Steve Naremore, founder of Tuffy Pack. They sell inserts for backpacks and laptops that are bulletproof for the kids to go back to school. Can you describe for me a typical buyer or tell me the story of somebody that did buy this insert?
Well, a typical buyer, I'll tell you, 95%+ of our buyers are parents. Just plain and simple. They're parents that are concerned, and they want to add an extra layer of protection in case something happens at, their child's school. And the balance of our business are international and, business travelers, and we do sell to the U.S. government. So, I would say 95% of them are parents that are concerned.
Really interesting. Tuffy Pack is the company, and Steve Naremore is the founder. All right, Steve, thanks for your time this afternoon. We appreciate that. Good luck to you, sir.
Oh, thank you for having us. All right, you guys have a great day in Chicago. All right.
You have a good day, sir. You want to wish him well, but you wish that there was no need for him to do well. It's 2:51. This is WGN.